Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, tell us about Rift.
Well, Chuck Pierce is actually going to be talking about there's no time in eternity, and how these portals are open for realignment, and your moment is going to produce your momentum. This is so encouraging. Watch this.
Well, I think we have to understand that God's not in time. We're in time. And what I see is when these portals are open, like are happening this year, all of a sudden, time begins to realign. Things you've been waiting on, like Rich said, align properly. All of a sudden, your moment, see, it's a place of energy. And energy is the right word. It's linked with our spiritual work. Your working of unusual miracles. All of a sudden, they're aligned. And so what's happening right now, he's aligning these portals. This energy is coming into us, and your moment is producing momentum. That's the way to look at it. All of a sudden, when you're in that moment with the Lord, he's energizing you so you don't lose strength. You move forward at an accelerated rate. And before long, what you couldn't do in 7 years, you can do in 7 days.
Wow. That's insane.
This is so important, because if you base on where you're going, based on what you've been experiencing in the last season, you're going to approach it wrong.
Yeah.
Because it was harder. It was more difficult. It was like walking through quicksand. People weren't listening. It didn't connect. People were lethargic. You're asking, what are you doing? They go, I'm watching TV. You're watching TV. And the thing is that this is important to watch. But understand that it's like the people lost their drive,
sure,
and their energy.
Lost their vision.
And momentum's important. A lot of times we take momentum for granted if you're just in it. But the reality is, when God begins to move and there's a momentum in your business, in your life, in your ministry, that you got to move in that momentum.
Yeah, you got to swim when the wave comes in. You got to catch the wave.
Yes.
You've got to work at it with all you have, because it's just a moment. And a lot of people miss their momentum because they miss their moment. They think that chance is always going to be there, that opportunity is going to happen, that one day is going to... It's not about a one day, it's about... Today, what are you going to do?
And the Lord, has told us specifically, he's going to pour out his glory, the glory of God, the power of God, the awesomeness of God. He's shown us huge tidal waves of his glory coming. He showed us the whole earth is filled with his glory. But why is he telling this before it happens? So we can be prepared and understand that don't base your preparation off your past energy levels. Begin to believe. If you still think that you're not agreeing with what God's saying, you still feel like you felt. But if you begin to say, wait a minute, I am blessed. God has given me open doors of opportunity, that there's a momentum coming, that things are shifting, that the now is taking place. God says, I'm the ever-present help in time of trouble. Now faith is being sure what you hope for. Yeah, certain of what you don't see. That when somebody asks you, who is God, tell them I am, not I was or I will be.
Yeah.
And that's so important. One way to do that is to begin to say, I'm going to begin to abide with the Lord. I'm going to begin to hang out with him. You're going to begin to believe again that he's got good plans for you. You got to believe that he is bigger than your mistakes and he'll forgive you. You got to be strong in your belief that his covenant that he made with you, that if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And he said that the covenant he made with Abraham is a covenant he made with you. And the way that Abraham's employees addressed him and identified him to his prospective sons, in-laws, is my boss man's rich, and he's got a lot of stuff. Now, why God said he's going to bless Abraham and why he blessed him was to be a blessing to other nations, and Israel's doing that today. And God, if you have that heart and that mindset, listen, God, I want to move in this, not so that I can just get more chocolate bars or whatever, it's just so that I can be a blessing to others. There's some of you that's been wanting so bad to give. You see so many needs out there, and you've been wanting to give, but you're so limited. God's going, those resources are going to be loose, and they're being loose as we speak over you. You have to be ready to receive it to begin to do what you said to God you were going to do. So many people, John said, if God gives me this business, I'm going to bless him. If God gives me $1 million, I'm going to honor him. And then when he does, you can't find the folks.
That's right.
So you got to be honest with God. Knows your heart. And so in that, you have to say, God, I believe this word. I'm going to hang into it. God's going to give you that energy and enthusiasm and vision and clarity again.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.